Unit 66, Discovering the Kangaroo. It was 1770. James Cook captained a British ship. His mission was to sail to New Holland, the Dutch name for Australia. Dutch explorers got there before the English. Australia is the only continent entirely in the southern hemisphere, so it made sense for it to have an unusual animals. Captain Cook landed at Botany Bay. This is just south of present-day Sydney. He built his base there. Then he explored the vast inland territory. Soon he saw a strange animal. He had read about it. A Dutch captain described the animal in this way. It is about 7 feet tall. It weighs about 200 pounds. Its head is like that of a deer. The ears are rabbit-like. The hind legs are powerful. Captain Cook studied the animal. It did not walk. Instead, it hopped like a grasshopper. Its powerful legs could propel it over bushes 7 feet high. When chased, it leapt in 35 feet bounds. It went as fast as 35 miles per hour, but its front legs were quite tiny. It used them as a squirrel would, as hands for eating. Captain Cook was excited to spot this strange animal. Earlier he had picked up a guide, but the guide spoke no English, so Cook used sign language. He pointed at the animal. The guide said, "Kangaroo." Captain Cook wrote the word in his notebook. Some years later, missionaries came to the South Pacific Islands. They listened to the natives. They wrote the sounds in English. In this way, they created a written language. Now the natives could read their own spoken language. In the written language, the native word kangaroo, according to the dictionary, means "I don't know." Nevertheless, the animal is still called the kangaroo. The name stuck. No change is planned.